this is coming after several months of some pretty grim numbers too, so that's not just a blip, this is a clear trend, and the trend is that car sales have fallen off a cliff.
As you say, I mean, eye-watering figures, but not much of a surprise, I guess.
They've been trending that way for a few months. I suppose it's a stark reminder in a week when we were beginning to talk about green shoots again, that things are... still very tricky out there. I mean, the markets have had a good, the stock market, this is, has had a good few weeks. There's a little bit of positive economic data coming out of the housing market, but then every time you get something good, you get something bad back again like this. And I think it's just a reminder that actually people are still very, very jittery about making big commitments, financial commitments, and there's nothing bigger than buying a car or buying a house.
Sales of small cars and diesel-powered vehicles held up quite well in these figures. Is that because car buyers are downsizing?
I think there's probably a little bit of that. People are making, got less money to throw around, so they're buying smaller cars rather than bigger cars. I think people are also more environmentally conscious these days and are looking also at fuel efficiency from a cost perspective. And diesel is diesel cars are often very, very fuel cheaper to run.
Now the car industry wants the government to introduce a car scrappage scheme in the budget on the 22nd of April. How would that work?
Well, there's been one running quite successfully in Germany. Which basically offers, I think, around £2,000 roughly is the equivalent for people with cars over about 9 years old to encourage them to replace their old banger, basically. And it's been hailed as a win-win because the German car manufacturing industry has seen a big rise in demand, and the government is saying, German government is saying, it's actually quite a green initiative because it's encouraging people to replace sort of old fuel inefficient cars with new, more efficient vehicles that emit less carbon. The green campaigners don't tend to see it that way and actually say there's an awful lot of environmental damage embedded in buying a new car from scratch. And actually, fuel efficiency, although it's improved a lot in the 1990s, in recent years hasn't been improving quite as rapidly. So the difference in emissions terms is quite small. I would expect to see quite a healthy debate about whether we should do one here in the next few days in the run-up to the budget. But I think that the jury is still out as to whether this is actually a good thing to do or not.
And what does the government think about it?
Well, the government so far has resisted. Peter Mandelson has had several opportunities to sort of be more generous to the car industry. He's been called upon to do all sorts of things. And I think one of the reasons he's being more reticent is that there's pressure coming on him from every industry at the moment for help. And although there are special aspects of the car industry, it's very, very high tech, generally a resource for engineering expertise and excellence in the country and all these things. There's no particular reason why it, rather than all sorts of other industries in similar boats, shouldn't be getting help.